I'd like to thank Aaron K. for sponsoring this week's Torah content. June is less than a month away, which means that I'll soon be transitioning into summer writing mode, with more Substack articles and fewer recorded shiurim. The bulk of these articles will remain free. However, if you would like to support my Torah and access additional spicy written content, consider becoming a paid subscriber by going to rabbischneeweiss.substack.com.
Hi, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is the audio version of the one-page article I wrote entitled The Necessity of Metaphysical Trauma for National Teshuvah, which I published on my blog Kol HaSridim on July 14th, 2021. This is the sequel to the one-page article I wrote entitled The Induction of Metaphysical Trauma, which I published on July 12th, 2021. In The Induction of Metaphysical Trauma, I argued that the national teshuva of Tisha B'Av can only take place from a state of metaphysical trauma, from, quote, abiding sentiments of grief, the resulting sense of void, and the hopeless feelings of groping in the dark, end quote, to borrow the words of Rav Soloveitchik. The question is, why is this state of metaphysical trauma necessary for national teshuva? Radical Hope, Ethics in the Face of Cultural Devastation by Jonathan Lear is a philosophical, anthropological analysis of how Plenty Coups, the last chief of the Crow Nation, led his people when their world, that is their rituals, traditions, and ways of living, came to an abrupt end. Lear's thesis is that the Crow Nation did not merely lose the particulars of their way of life when they were forced to move onto the reservations. Rather, they lost the world of concepts which made that life conceivable, thereby rendering it impossible to live. Lear provides the following very rough analogy for this phenomenon. Imagine that pieces of a chess game had inner lives, and imagine that each took itself to be a center of agency. I am a knight. I see myself in tribal terms. I am a black knight. I am proud to be a black knight. We shall fight a glorious battle and capture the white king. I think strategically in terms of my possible moves. Two up and one to the right. Two up and one to the left. Perhaps I should wait here quietly for several moves, and if that white rook comes my way, I understand all the other members of my tribe in terms of the roles they play, and I understand that we are all aspiring to excellence in the sense that we are trying to win. Unbeknownst to me, my world exists because it is protected by a group of humans. These are the guardians of the chess world, who insist that the only acceptable moves are moves that are allowable within the game of chess. From my point of view as a thoughtful knight, the humans are as unknowable as the transcendent gods. But suppose these chess guardians were one day just to give it up. As a historical phenomenon, humans got bored playing this game, and the game of chess goes out of existence. My problem is not simply that my way of life has come to an end. I no longer have the concepts with which to understand myself or the world. I understood the other pieces in terms of their roles, but there are no longer any such roles. Perhaps I am found attractive by humans as a physical object. I am put on a bookshelf as a curiosity, an object of art. I might sit for generations on a series of bookshelves, get traded as what humans call an antique, and all this while I am in utter confusion. I have no idea what is going on. This isn't primarily a psychological problem. The concepts with which I would otherwise have understood myself, indeed, the concepts with which I would otherwise have shaped my identity, have gone out of existence. End quote. Bessel van der Kolk, in The Body Keeps the Score, Brain, Mind, and Body in the Healing of Trauma, says of his work with trauma victims, quote, I have to help them reconstruct their inner map of the world, end quote. Unlike personal teshuvah, national teshuvah requires a reconstruction of the world of concepts in which we live. It is impossible to radically reconstruct our world unless we have recognized and felt its utter destruction, intellectually and viscerally. This is why metaphysical trauma is necessary for national teshuva. Only when we hit rock bottom and suffer the consequences of the false concepts and corrupt values that we as a society have embraced, only then can we begin to rebuild. The core experiences of national trauma were generated by instances of divine wrath throughout Jewish history. The communal fast days are designed to preserve and reawaken this trauma on a recurring basis to open the paths of teshuva. Perhaps this is the meaning of Moshe's prophecy about the national teshuva that will occur at the end of days. When you are in distress and all these things have befallen you, at the end of days, you will return to Hashem your God and hearken to his voice. That's from Devarim 4:30. Like the crow, the Jewish people may endure the total destruction of our world. But we, unlike they, have access to teshuva, the ability to return to the Melech HaOlam, the king of the world of concepts and values in which we ought to live.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweis, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are mattschneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.